With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, during these times, the one message you're hearing is, you know, wash your hands, peoples. Wash your hands, Washington.
Yeah, right.
And our buddy, former morning radio host Bob Rivers. You remember Bob?
Good morning, BJ.
Oh, good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Woo. BJ.
I was awake. Morning, Bob. Well, you know, he jumped back in studio because, you know what? A new Twisted Tune had to be made.
Yes. I mean, everyone's demanding Weird Al to do My Corona, but he won't.
No.
But that doesn't mean that Bob's going to stop doing Twisted Tunes.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, this one is very, very timely for Wash Your Hands Washington because he took the Beatles' old, old hit song, I Want to Hold Your Hand. You guys know that song?
Yeah.
I want to hold your hand.
You, you didn't know it when he said, I want to hold your hand, but when he sang it, you knew it?
Well, yeah. Duh.
Steve's not used to people being able to recognize songs when he sings them. That's
Anytime my wife's like, how's that song going? I try and sing it. She's like, oh, let me pull up Apple Music.
Yeah.
Because you're just not good at that.
That's a good point.
It's a good thing you play drums and don't sing.
Yeah.
And it's 6 o'clock in the morning. What do you want from me?
Not much, actually.
Exactly.
I don't know. Actually, you actually did a good job.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you know. I'm not criticizing you because you make me look like I at least can sing half or whatever.
Yeah, you
do. So that song, whatever, Danny. That song was redone by Bob into a Twisted Tune.
But I love what Bob does, and I don't know if everyone knows the backstory. I know you do, but he makes it a point to get the same recording equipment that typically the band has used to record the song originally. So
yeah.
He's very... I mean, it's not only that he does a song parody, but he really does mimic the way they recorded it, the way that it sounds. And I think that's why, as a music nerd, I get a kick out of his songs.
Yeah, he's very meticulous when it comes to that. And
Bob Rivers doesn't F around when it comes to his parodies.
He doesn't F around?
I think that's what it should say on his website.
Oh, I think it might, for all we know. So I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. Well, now it's You Gotta Wash Your Hands.
Stand. Let's not do the dumb thing. Don't wanna shake your hand. Don't wanna shake your hand. Now go and wash those hands. Oh, please say to me, you washed up in the can and stay 6 feet away. You didn't wash your hands.
Steve, I'm washing
wash
them. I washed them twice this morning.
You better wash your hands. Cause when I touch my face, the germs get inside. It's got me wheezing in my lungs. Stay inside. No high fives. No high fives. So
I'm glad he took a break from making, what, maple syrup is he doing now?
That's what he's doing, maple syrup, yeah. Yeah. You can check that out at bobrivers.blog. That's bobrivers.blog. And you're right, man. I mean, that sounds very much like the original.
It's fun to hear how he put so much effort into it, not just being a parody, but also, you know, mimicking the way that it's recorded.
So if you hear that, know that is indeed a genuine Bob Rivers twisted tune. You might have heard that. I've had somebody send me some stuff already, and they sent me that song, and it's like, hey, this really sounds like a twisted tune. Turns out it was. BobRivers.blog is where you can check that out if you want to hear more of it or if you want to try to get a hold of it. I'm not sure how that happens, but, you know, maybe some maple syrup will come along with it. I have no idea.
Well, yeah, I think when you go to BobRivers.blog, it also is a way for him to, you know, show off his maple syrup.
Maple syrup is good.
I was talking to him the other
really
night.
It really is good.
And I'm like, hey, let's get together and talk on the phone, blah, blah, blah. Are you around at this time? He goes, oh, yeah, I'm just holed up in some... I don't even know where he said it was, but he's just there making the maple syrup.
Oh, Vermont. Yeah, he's up in Vermont.
Right,
yeah.
But I mean, he had like a specific place that he does it inside of it, like his home. Like it's like he's like holed up in this like dungeon.
Oh, nice.
And my wife's like, what are you going to do? I'm like, oh, I'm going to go talk to Bob, but I have to wait until he's finished doing he's making his maple syrup. And my wife was like, excuse me, what? What does Bob do? And, yeah. And I told her, and she's like, wow, we got to try it. I mean, just the fact that he's doing that is pretty cool.
Oh, it's good, dude. I mean, here's the thing. You will just want a pancake or waffle your butt off when you get – because, I mean, look, when you get
well,
real –
don't we want to waffle our butt off, BJ?
Butt off.
I don't want to disparage any restaurants or anything, but a lot of times what you're getting is not maple syrup. You're getting some sort of high fructose maple-ish thing. When you put real maple syrup on your stuff, you'll be like, oh, man. You won't want to go back.
It's 100% pure.
Yeah. Well, that's the idea. And it's not just Bob's, by the way. Give Lisa some credit. She's on there, too.
Yeah, Bob and Lisa's maple syrup.
She's out there probably, I don't know what she's doing, beating the trees. I don't know how you get the maple syrup out of there, but they're both working hard.
No, actually, that's when I first called. She picked up, and she had a hammer to a tree.
Beating the tree. Yeah. All right, there you go. Well, wash your hands. And again, bobriversblog.com. Go check that out, and you can get that song.
It's just bobrivers.blog.
Well, oh, yeah. Bob Rivers. Yeah, you know what you're doing.
Well, yeah, you don't.
Yeah, exactly. Was it again?
BobRivers.blog.
Thank you. BobRivers.blog. That's what it is.
There's no .com.
You're right. You know what? It's Bob's world. Let him have it. Let Bob have his own world. And go wash your hands. And we have found 47, this is dumber than us, 47 of the dumbest human beings. And of course, yeah, it's all because of the coronavirus. Steve will tell you all about these geniuses. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Hey, there you go. That's how you do it.
Welcome back, everybody.
Wow, it's only been like since Friday.
I know.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Wow.
We're here.
Yeah, you're doing good.
And happy National Doctors Day and also National Turn On Your Microphone Day.
Yeah.
With the Migs Report.
I think every day is going to be National Doctors Day, isn't it?
And I know, actually, yeah. Day. Shout out to all the doctors, all the healthcare people, obviously dealing with an uphill battle right now. It's also National Take a Walk in the Park Day, which seems stupid and very insulting here in the Northwest because it's just dumping down rain.
Yeah.
Can't really walk around in a park, even if you want to socially distance yourself.
Yeah, and I know in California, Kathy's telling me they've closed the parks.
parks are closed, huh?
Yeah, I can't walk the beach anymore. I can't go do anything.
Well, I mean, when you see some of these pictures, I can understand why. Like, especially in Florida where you see, like, one area has, like, you know, everything shut down. And you see the beach and it's pretty much empty. And then the other area, they haven't lifted any kind. They haven't had any ban or anything on people going to the beach. And it's like a freaking party out there. It's like spring break still going on.
Yeah.
So I get why they're doing what they're doing. Especially when you just heard, I mean, the latest update is that they're pushing back the social distancing guidelines to April 30th now.
So we got another month at least of this.
At least.
Yeah.
At least, that's for sure. Well, and of course, you know, when you have something with this, a lot of people are trying to do their best to keep everybody safe. But then you also have a lot of stupid people out there. And I have to say that these 47 people might be the dumbest 47 people because of what's going on with the coronavirus. A New Jersey guy decided, you know what? I hate being at home alone. I'm going to invite some people over to my house and have a party.
What?
And yes, the police over in Ewing Township, they broke up a party with 47 people there, including a DJ. Here's the best part. They couldn't socially distance themselves because the party was being held at a apartment that is about 550 square feet.
Are you serious?
It's like a studio, basically.
500 square feet, and they've got 47 people in there.
Now, actually, it's a one-bedroom, one-bath apartment. So, I mean, there's plenty of room to mingle, walk around. The cops show up at 1 in the morning because people are calling them, like, hey, there's a lot of noise coming out of this apartment. They show up, and yes, there's a DJ spinning, and also a big smell of marijuana, a bunch of alcohol, some big speakers. And of course, that guy got into a lot of trouble for that because that's just completely stupid and ridiculous, especially during these times.
Wow.
He's not the only idiot that's doing stuff because of the coronavirus. We've got an Amazon delivery man that is in a little bit of trouble because of what he did in Los Angeles. I don't know if you've seen the footage or heard about this, but there's a doorbell camera footage that caught an Amazon delivery man spitting on a package and then wiping his hand and smeared the saliva on the box as well.
Oh, really?
So when the person looked outside and saw their box, they're like, what is that wet spot? So they checked their video footage and noticed that the delivery guy did it.
Wow.
So, of course, they let the authorities know, and that could be considered an act of terrorism.
Why? So, I mean, if he's just a regular delivery guy, why would he do that against these people? It's just like, what are you doing?
Some people out there just, I mean, I saw footage, and I don't know how legit it was, but it looked pretty legit on social media of a guy that, like, looked back and looked like he spit on some bananas. And then the guy that runs the grocery store just came out of nowhere and punched the dude in the back of the head and laid him out. Okay. Whether or not it was true, it was an awesome watch.
Yeah, the only problem with that is that, again, you're not socially distancing. You can't use your own fist.
Oh.
Should have hit him with some bananas. You just take a whole thing of bananas and beat him with the bananas.
Or a broomstick.
All right, well.
Also, be careful if you get something in the mail saying, hey, we've got your relief check money. It's probably a scam because there's somebody out there that's sending out these fake checks in the mail along with instructions telling you how to go to a specific location, basically trying to lift your bank information and things along those lines.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to be getting a check for at least another few weeks. So, I mean, obviously, if you see something right now, just be like, that's probably not real.
Yeah. Well, you know, see, a-holes are around no matter what.
But there is good news.
Yeah.
Because obviously, a lot of people are stuck at home and they need something to do, something to watch. And I have to thank the good people at Hasbro on their YouTube page. They just released every episode of the original G.I. Joe show, the cartoon. My day is planned.
Oh, perfect.
See, my wife's like, is all that you do watch is wrestling? Well, that changes today, babe.
That changes
wrestling
today.
G.I. Joe.
Now it's wrestling.
G.I. Joe, old school. Is this from the 90s, 80s?
What
the
is 80s, it? Yes, 80s, yes. A real American hero.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of that.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah. And Steve, eventually wrestling will go in when they bring out Sergeant Slaughter.
That's true, because he got involved with G.I. Joe.
Yep.
I had the figure.
Yeah.
Him and Gung Ho hanging out together.
I missed that. Totally missed that.
Wrestling, G.I. Joe, and Tiger King right now. Now that sums up my life at home.
Boy, you've got the life.
Yes, and oddly enough, there are wrestlers that have shared stories of wrestling at the Tiger King compound back in the day. Because shockingly, Joe Exotic is a fan of professional wrestling.
It all comes full circle.
It does, really does. And I want to share this story just because I got a chuckle out of it, and it's only because I'm a juvenile. But the headline is Uranus is leaking gas. According to NASA, they found a glob of ionized gas called plasmoid, and it's flying from Uranus for the first time ever.
Whoa, is it really the first time?
They say it's actually going to get more insight into Uranus, which is a very dark and mysterious place.
Yeah, it is.
Uranus, my bad, sorry.
Yeah.
As far as weather, 48 degrees, and it's going to rain today.
Yeah, it is.
That's what's up.
So stay inside.
Yes.
Stay safe. Stay connected.
For many reasons.
Yeah.
Well, watch G.I. Joe.
You know, I got to tell you, man, I now know the kind of shows that I really don't like because Tiger King is probably the most popular show out there right now. It's been kicking ass for weeks.
It's not probably. It's definitely the most. Yeah, I just looked at something, and it's not only the highest when it comes to views, but it's also the most popular when it comes to ratings, like the Rotten Tomatoes scores.
Yeah, I mean, the critics give it 97%. The viewers give it 96%. So no doubt about it, everybody is agreeing that this is a tremendous show.
This show is hot trash.
How many episodes did you watch?
I got through four or five.
Oh, that's okay. More than I would expect.
I've been kind of limping along. At moments, I'm like, this is the greatest thing I've ever watched. Then, like, especially when the girl got her arm amputated. And one of my favorite parts, and there's a meme about it now, is that as soon as it happened and her arm got mauled, what did Joe Exotic do? He didn't get the ambulance or the paramedics. He put on an EMT jacket and handled it himself.
Yeah.
Because that's what Joe Exotic does.
Ugh.
But, dude, there's a moment. I don't know if you've gotten into it, Rev, but Danny and I were just talking about it. There's a moment, I think it's episode 5. Mm-hmm. Where things get really, like, where you're like, oh boy, okay, I got to keep watching this show. It's so gnarly.
I quit when he was stealing tiger cubs from the tiger mom. Like, I was just, I'm done with it at that point. These people are trash.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
no redeeming quality for anybody, and I don't need to watch this ever again.
Rev likes cats, and if you do anything bad to
oh,
cats.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. There is nothing good about any of these people. He's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Although I did learn that ecstasy and baby cats are very popular with the ladies in Vegas.
Yeah,
who
they
knew?
Are.
Oh, I didn't know
who
that.
Knew?
Did you get to that one yet?
No.
Oh,
there's another investor that gets involved.
Oh,
and
no.
He likes the big cats or likes the tigers so that he can bring them to Vegas. He smuggles them in a luggage thing.
Oh, jeez.
And then he and his girlfriend or wife basically seduce people to come over, hot chicks, to come over to their hotel because they have like a super hot penthouse kind of hotel thing going on. So they could see the tigers. And, of course, hot chicks want to go play with the tigers. And then they all do ecstasy and have sex together.
Yeah. Oh, how about that?
See, so there's some good in this show.
I never realized that I needed to get some ecstasy and hot and tigers, and I would be have a better shot with the ladies.
We've been missing out all these years.
Oh, BJ. That's all I needed. Well, yeah, everybody's talking about this show. I haven't watched an episode. Now I'm kind of.
I want you to watch one.
I think I want to be that guy that says, you know what? I will have never watched an episode of Tiger King because the more you talk about it, it does not help me want to watch this show. Not with the way I'm feeling right now with the coronavirus and everything. It's like, I don't need any more reasons to not like humanity.
But see, some people are saying the Tiger King is what's helping him get through the coronavirus.
Well, I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take it away from other people. If it works for you, I just know my own head. This would not work for me. It doesn't. I mean, there's nothing you guys say but have me go. What you just told me, I won't spoil it, but what you just told me about an episode you watched, I thought, okay, you and Danny were talking about it like, and I get it. You're like, holy cow. And yeah. I'm like, that would not put me in a good mood.
No, it's one of those. It's the husband episode and towards the end of the series. I think anyone who's watched it knows what we're talking about, where it's massively epic. It's around the time where he has a campaign manager for when he runs for president. Because, of course, Joe Exotic ran for president.
And we forgot that.
Also ran for governor.
Yeah. And I remember his name now. I remember we did a story about this. Some guy named Joe Exotic is running. And at the time, none of us knew that he was going to be this epic, epic star that he is now, even though he's in jail, which Cardi B is involved now. Cardi B, I'm losing some cred for Cardi B.
Oh, wait, you had cred?
I actually did.
Okay.
I know Cardi B is really rough around a lot of people's edges, but still. I always thought, you know what? I mean, I know Cardi's had, I always thought, yeah, I got a little respect for her, but I'm starting to lose it because she wants to start a GoFundMe to get Joe Exotic out of prison. He's serving 22 years for animal abuse. And, and this is why Rev is gone.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to watch it. And also for trying to have a rival killed. And for some reason, Cardi B thinks he should be GoFundMe out of prison.
Well, I mean, maybe she's just sympathetic towards meth heads that have tigers.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Yeah, maybe she likes the whole ecstasy tiger, let's have some sex thing. She tweeted, quote, they did Joe so dirty over and over again. Mm. Now, you guys know the show. I have no idea if that's true.
I mean, at the end of the day, the guy is not a good guy.
No.
Does that say about Cardi?
Well, I mean, she's had some issues in her life. I'm sure, like, maybe she sees past a lot of the crime and stuff that's going on. I don't know.
Wow.
There's a lot of people that love the show and love him because of the show, because he's very charismatic in his weird meth-induced ways. He's very charismatic.
Or maybe she just wants a tiger. That's what I'm thinking.
Or maybe she, you know what I was thinking? Maybe she likes his singing voice. Because can we all agree that he has an
that's
amazing
singing voice? That's not him.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
It actually turns out that it's a band from Vancouver, Washington recorded those songs, and they're kind of pissing him. Well, one of the members of the band is no longer alive. But the other guy is just kind of like, yo, you're not even going to give us credit? Like, you're just lip-syncing over our songs and taking credit for the songs.
Another reason to love Joe Exotic.
Oh, Joe Exotic is on another level. He is so narcissistic. It's amazing.
It makes so much sense, because I was watching it, and I was like, how does he have that voice?
I do
not get it. Okay, that makes so much more sense now. The whole series makes sense to me.
Wow.
This whole thing is insane.
I've seen the video.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. I mean, the song was okay, but I was like, it's amazing he can sing like that. So it's not even him.
No.
Oh, man.
I hate to break it.
Oh, that is so...
sorry to burst your bubble, Danny.
This guy really does seem to be like one of the biggest pieces of ass. But you know something? My whole life, charismatic people who are big pieces of ass... I don't know why I always seem to like see through people like that, and others love them. And I remember just being frustrated. Like, I know I'm unlikable. I know people think I'm cranky, but this guy's a big piece of ass. How does this happen in life? And many times the charismatic people, you know, later on, my friends would go, wow, you were right about, you know, person X. They were jerks. I'm like, oh, you think?
Yeah, I think it's always a case of how long will it take. But at some point, those charismatic messes, eventually it catches up to them. And I think that's what happened with this guy, obviously. For a moment, he was riding high. People are coming to his zoo or whatever you want to call it. He's doing magic shows. He's got wrestling shows going on, whatever it is. Like, he's on top of the world. And then it just starts slowly, but in this docuseries, obviously, quickly just crumbling.
So now you guys watch the show. Is his big rival that woman that he's been – it is Carol. Well, turns out Cardi thinks that Carol actually did indeed murder her husband and feed him to her big cats, as Joe and several others in the documentary claim.
I mean, I don't necessarily know, but there's a lot of moments where you're like, yeah, I could totally see her doing that. She totally did it.
So she's a rival. I mean, she has a tigers and things.
She's what I picture when you talk about your wife's friends.
Oh. But my wife's friends would never murder anybody.
That we know of.
Yeah, everybody, you don't know, like, about that.
Very new agey, kind of like, there's something off about
her. Like flowers in her hair, sort of.
Yeah, but I've never
seen. Minus the murdering her husband part.
Yeah, the murdering, that's what I'm saying. I mean, a new agey person, you just don't, I would never think they would do anything violent to anybody. But can you see this Carol woman? Can you imagine that it's possible she might have done this?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a moment, though, during the show where... and it's not going to really spoil it for anyone. I mean, it's just a silly moment during the show. But like, he's paranoid, obviously. He thinks everybody's like spying on him. And there's moments where you kind of be like, okay, I can see why you're paranoid. But at one point, he's in like one of the tiger cages. And one of the tigers won't stop smelling his shoes. And eventually it like attacks him. And he has to fire off his gun. And he freaks out. And he's like, he was convinced that one of his coworkers or somebody is out to get him. And they put cologne on his shoes. That way the tiger would notice the scent of the cologne and want to attack him. And then it cuts to Carol, the crazy lady that people think murdered her husband and fed him to the tigers, right?
Boy.
And she nonchalantly goes, what is wrong with him? A tiger's not going to want to kill you because you have cologne on your shoes. If you're going to do it, you're going to cover him with sardine oil or put sardine oil on your shoes, because that's what would make a tiger want to kill you. And I'm like,
wow.
Okay, you just nonchalantly are just throwing that out there. And so people are convinced that she murdered her husband, put sardine oil on him, and let the tigers eat him. That way there's no proof of his body anymore.
Wow.
I'm glad you caught that, too, because she said it as such a throwaway statement. And it's like, wait a minute. You just said how to kill your husband.
You know, you guys really, you know, with the...
It's so much fun.
You guys have already judged, juried, and executed this woman. Based on what I think, what do they call, circumstantial or hearsay or whatever.
She dimed herself out, BJ.
Oh, my
She's a
God.
Murderer.
I don't know if I can live in this country anymore.
And to answer your question, yes, she runs a big cat rescue. She doesn't breed cats. So he breeds cats, and she just runs the rescue.
Well, that's why she hates him?
Yeah, but they both have like 75 tigers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the way she treats the tigers is questionable as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a mess. BJ.
Yeah, the poor woman is under suspicion of possibly killing her husband and start eating him up, and then feeding him to the tigers. By the way, those poor guys in Vancouver, Washington, I'll give them a little plug. It's the Clinton Johnson Band. They're hoping they get a record deal out of this. They're figuring, well, maybe somebody will hear our songs and maybe they'll think they're good, and we'll
get
some.
One of the guys is no longer around.
Ah, don't worry about it. He's probably sardine oiled. Maybe we got to investigate Do we have to investigate the Clinton Johnson Band now too?
They're probably the only decent people that are involved.
You're probably right. They're probably the only guys.
That and the lady that's missing her arm.
Wow, that is...
So far. I mean, unless she does something in the next episode and a half to make me hate her.
Wow. How many episodes are there,
Danny?
Seven. And is that, are they hour long?
40-ish minutes. Yeah.
God, there really isn't much of a commitment. And yet you said it was so tough to get through.
I know. He binged it, in a couple of days?
Yeah, it was probably... I think we started last Monday and we finished on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to be like mentally ready for it.
My wife thinks that she should start watching this show.
Yes.
And after what you told me though about that last episode, that would not be good for her. I know my wife; she would not. I mean, I next time I talk to her, I'm gonna have to say, "Look, I heard some disturbing stuff happens, and you don't want to do this."
Yeah, man, there's so much to talk about with that. What happens after that is so. He just shows once again how just narcissistic this guy is.
You know, it's, again, I don't know what it is, but I mean, there is a morbid fascination, I guess, with real life, like, crazy people. I mean, it's, you know.
Just when you think it can't get any crazier, it gets crazier. Like, okay, like, for instance, there's a funeral scene, right? I won't get too crazy into it, right? But just when you thought that he's out of his mind, completely out of his mind.
All right.
All of a sudden, he's wearing a priest collar, doing like a speech about the person who's long around, and then bust into a song. While that person's mom is there.
And was it a lip sync song, or was it his real voice?
Oh, I'm guessing lip sync.
Yeah.
The more I think about it. I got to go back and watch it.
Wow. Yeah, me too now. I know that.
Like, just when you think okay, you are so full of yourself. But he's now also a priest.
So can you explain this to me again? Because it's a documentary.
Yes.
So where does all this footage come from that he's doing all this stuff?
Many years ago, this documentary started because they were doing it about exotic snakes. And through that, they were introduced to Joe. So then they started following Joe around.
Oh, so he thought, oh, you're going to highlight me being a guy that does tiger stuff, not knowing it was eventually the footage was going to land in the hands of somebody that wanted to turn it into this.
I got to do a little reading to find out for sure. I think it was that they were enamored by him, started following him around, and then the documentary just kind of became what it became because they started following him around.
Oh, so they were like, forget this.
This is years of footage
that
they have, and now they're trying to turn it into this docuseries, and the current audio that they have from Joe is behind bars. So at times you have pieces of him talking when he's just on a phone behind bars.
Whoa.
And it says, too, in the show, it said that the producer who was originally doing the original one, he got him to sign a contract and sign all the footage away because all he had to do was also produce Joe Exotic TV, which was his, like, public access show.
Yeah. That's the only guy I kind of liked on this show. And even by the time I got to that, I was like, no, this guy is still trash. But at least he's, like, very pragmatic about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, yeah, this guy's absolutely nuts, but there's no way that I'm not going to film every single bit of this. Yeah.
Right. The whole time, he's just like, this is insane. Like, and I'm going to just keep close to this guy and continue to get the footage.
Wow.
It's, yeah, dude. Even another person brought up a good point. During that funeral thing, he shared a story about the guy's boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Again, mom is watching this as it's all going on.
Good job, mom. You know what? Wow, your beloved son.
And yeah, he sang along with a recording at the funeral. I couldn't remember. There's a lot to unpack in this show.
Wow.
There's so much, dude. It's so insane.
Joe Exotic, Tiger King, Netflix, number one show in the world right now, pretty much. That's everybody's talking about it. I think I will stay right where I am.
Oh, man.
I'll stay right where I am. I mean, look, you guys give me all the info I need, and I just don't think I need to watch this show. I think I'll be in a bad mood.
Someone brought up a good point. I'm with you, BJ. I can't do it. It just looks like too much of an S show.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Well, but you guys are able to do it. Good for you. I think I just know what my brain will do. I will not be happy.
No, there's parts of me I really would like for you to watch it, but then I'm also just like, yeah, you probably don't need to see this. This is like one of those shows where I'm like, I think everyone should probably just witness what's going on, but I can understand why you don't want to watch it. I'd feel bad making you watch this show.
Well, and I – hate is such a strong word, but – I hate people like him, and then I hate people that believe in people like him and aren't smart enough to realize that he is what he really is.
Oh, there's a lot of people who believe in him.
Oh, I can't see that.
It's a cult.
It makes me feel so bad. But you know what? There's so many Joe Exotics out there with their cult followers all over our fine world. And I don't understand how people don't see through those idiots. I just don't understand it. But it doesn't put me in a good mood. On Friday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
What does the W stand for in WD-40?
Weapon.
No.
Whoa.
Wet.
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, man. It would be great if it was wow. That'd be a great name. But no, it was water. Sorry. Just good old water. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.